Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. It's our little interlude of about 5 minutes where I have the opportunity to visit with all you good folks and talk about the outdoors, take a little break from Western swing and other things, and let the guys get their guitars all tuned up and ready for the next segment. By the way, I've said it many times, but I thoroughly enjoy the way we all get to start our Saturday mornings, listening to Western swing, and then also, you know, a little break to talk about the outdoors. You know, I had a fun and a unique time in the outdoors since I talked to you last week. I went up to the upper end of Lake Fork. Now, Lake Fork is a renowned bass lake up in northeast Texas, but it's also got a lot of all kind of different game fish in it, catfish, crappie, yellow bass, sand bass. You know, a lot of people call them sand bass. White bass is what I'm talking about. But I did a working on a newspaper article on assignment up there. It's one of the assignments that I really enjoy. It was about bank fishing, creek fishing is what I'll probably have it in a magazine feature or two. But the article was about cane pole fishing. Now, when I grew up, that's the way we fished. My mother had a little Fluger rod and reel made out of steel, mind you. But by and large, we fished with trot lines and then cane poles, which we would cut. Well, I found a cane break. I've known where it was for a long time, but I cut about 6 cane poles, call them bamboo, if you will. But they're probably about, I cut them about 12 foot long. And kind of sharpened the butt end of them so you can stick them in the bank of a creek in the soft mud. And rigged them with just a simple rigging with a floater, with some line floater, a weight, and a hook. And this is a fun way. I mean, it's old school for sure, but it's a very productive way to catch fish and have fun doing it. Now, we went out, my buddy Jeff Rice it's a private ranch. It's not a commercial ranch, but he calls it his Buck and Bass Ranch. He and his wife, Demi, have owned it for many years. Well, right adjacent, right there at one of the property lines is a feeder creek that feeds Lake Fork. Now, Jeff is a serious hunter, loves to fish, but he never really fished this. And I told him, I said, let's get a few friends together and let me bring the cane poles rigged and ready and some minnows, and then let's bring our little ultralights and throw some jigs and fish with our ultralight spinning gear while these cane poles are fishing for catfish. Well, we caught, and our goal was to catch enough fish to eat, have a big fish fry, which we did. But the fun thing was going out and fishing, tossing these little jigs, and sometimes just a subtle change, blue and white color on a little jig, say a 32nd or a 16th ounce jig head, little bitty jig heads. And we use some downsized roadrunner, little spinners, the roadrunner baits to catch some of them. But you'd go down the creek, and this, regardless of where you're at or which creek you fish, this all creeks have in common. There'll be pockets where there, for some reason, there's more bait there or whatever, but there'll be more fish in certain areas. So we'd walk along and we'd catch maybe 10, 15 from one area. Then when things got slow, we'd move on down. Sometimes a gar would move in. You'd see that gar work in the shallows. Bingo, the bait fish left, and the crappie and the white bass left too, and the catfish. But that's a very, very fun way. I couldn't have had more fun catching those fish, and we'd go back to our truck to the camp house there, had a big 20 pounds of ice in a big ice chest. We'd throw our catch in there. We'd have a little electric buggy that we'd drive around back in there on Jeff's ranch, and we'd go back in there and dump 10 or 12 fish in that ice chest, and we didn't worry about cleaning them till the next day. And I tell you, we had one awesome fish fry about noon on the second day. So if you get a chance, get you some people call them Calcutta poles. Get out there on a creek and just relax and have fun.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.